I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1968. That was the night that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his now famous "I've Been to the Mountaintop" speech at the Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee. He was speaking in support of striking sanitation workers who were members of AFSCME Local 1733. During his speech, he said, "Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't really matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've been to the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land." The next day, Dr. King was murdered by an assassin's bullet at the Lorraine Motel. In 2015, AFSCME President Lee Saunders wrote about the importance of remembering Dr. King's legacy to today's labor movement. "Let's honor Dr. King by taking a page out of his playbook. Let's give workers the power to reshape our struggling economy and improve the lives of all Americans by negotiating better wages and benefits. Yes, unions are still the answer, the path to the middle class, for every American and not just African Americans. We follow Dr. King's path. We pursue his dream by organizing. It is the way forward for our union and the nation."
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.